Window World Windows. You need windows, you need entry doors. It's Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, and you can always find out more at windowworld.com. The Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Free in-home estimates. Call 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Call Window World, 314-993-1800, or windowworld.com. That's Window
World. With Insperity, you can help your company run better, grow faster, and make more money. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Insperity's HR and business performance solutions are designed with your company in mind to provide insightful expense and financial management, payroll, and retirement services. Or if your company is ready for a full suite of HR and business performance solutions, Insperity Workforce Optimization includes employment administration, employee benefits, workers' compensation, government compliance, performance management, online training, and so much more. Simply call 1-877-273-6011 or visit Insperity.com today. One call to Insperity at 1-877-273-6011 handles all of this and more, giving you more time to focus on your business. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
After 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil. It's specially formulated to help fight engine breakdown in higher mileage cars. Max Life, because there's a lot of car left in your car.
Hi, this is Steve Light.
And this is Greg Gonzalez with the Retirement Income Consulting Group.
Join us every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. for Retire Worry Free with Steve and Greg, where we discuss your retirement income and investment concerns.
That's every Sunday at 2 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, and I want to welcome you to join me every Saturday afternoon for This Week in Real Estate, heard right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall, every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the correct song for the correct day. We'll be playing I Freeze My Butt Off For You, not I Melt With You. This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Friday edition. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and we need you now to be with us as well. If you have not played the Harris Challenge this year, here's your chance. Call now, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS, on your cell phones, *KTRS. One quick thing I want to mention before we play the challenge. Did you know that water is now more popular in America than soda? A new report says after a two-decade reign, all kinds of soda combined are losing
to all the different flavored waters, regular bottled water. Or is it just bottled water?
No.
Plain water.
Not counting the water out of your tap.
Right.
Bottled water has overtaken bottled and canned soda.
Wow.
In this country. Americans now drink an average of 44 gallons of soda a year, 58 gallons of water. Bottled water has led that growth, nearly doubling in the last 15 years.
I saw, I think it's Coca-Cola is coming out with a thing called fruit water. Apparently there's going to be, there's no fruit in this water.
No just, fruit in there?
No,
they
no.
Just call it that?
Yeah, just call it, yeah, fruit flavoring, of course, but everything, all artificial.
Oh, it'll taste like a fruit.
Right, but
won't
no
actually
actual fruit in fruit water. but I guess they saw the study and they go, well, we got to put out some more water.
Well, they're already in the business. Coca-Cola does Dasani.
Dasani, right.
Pepsi does Aquafina. And there are, you know, at least a dozen other major water distributors.
Bausho or something. What's that one? I can't remember.
You get Fiji, Deja Vu, you get all, you know, Nestle has their own water.
Perrine, yeah.
They're all out there big time. And what's amazing to me is we hear every year how America is getting fatter and fatter and fatter. But here, we're drinking less and less soda. I mean, Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, will be thrilled to hear this report. Less and less soda and more water.
I can have another cheeseburger. I'm not going to drink a soda. I'm drinking water.
Yeah, or you could be that person who goes, well, you know what? I am going to have a diet soda, so I will have two cheeseburgers.
I'll splurge on a large fry.
Yeah. I have a friend, Gary, who years ago, he and I would go out for pizza. And and sure enough, he'd have, you know, we'd get a pizza, a full pizza, eight slices of, not an Emo's kind of pizza, but a, you know, cut into eight pieces kind of pizza. And he'd have at least half of it, sometimes five of the slices, but he'd have, you know, diet soda with it.
I've always drank Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi for whatever reason, even when I was younger. I don't know.
You like the
when
taste?
I was a kid, yeah. And now, I mean, I started when I was a kid, and now you try to, if you've had diet all your life, you try to drink a regular soda, it's like, oh, it's like...
That's the way I am with milk. I've always
drinking pancake syrup.
Wow, not quite like that.
Well, it's close.
Wait a second. If I could get Log Cabin to make a water, now you got something.
Apparently, we have one line working.
Oh. What about all those other lines that are blinking?
The other lines, I just tried to check to see if the phone was working.
Yes.
And I can't get them off hold now. They won't. I just checked, and it's the radio station coming through the phone, and then it puts them on hold, and there's nothing holding there.
This is a conundrum.
Can we get our first contestant on?
Sure.
Jason, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So
we'll have to wait till Jason's done and then get another contestant.
Is that right?
Is that right, Dan?
So. Is that what we're going to have to do?
I think that's what we're going to have to do, unless the 800 number's working, or 888.
888-550-KTU. Yeah, don't call an 800 number. We don't have an 800 number.
No. 888.
Wake up some woman in Alaska.
What? No, we don't have any prizes here.
What challenge?
Yeah.
You want me to answer some questions?
I'm an indigent, or what is it?
Inuit.
Inuit. Well, there we go.
Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
This is the Harris Challenge, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain with something we call the what do we call it? I'm totally thrown in. Yes, that's
right?
It. Thank you, Jason. The cheap plug opportunity. What is wrong? I think it's the goddamn weather.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I mean the god darn weather.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes.
So, Jason, tell us about yourself.
Well, actually, Paul, happy to have you on at least Fridays. Wish we had you more often.
Thank you.
On the regular place. We miss you.
I appreciate that very much. Now, let's assuming the rest of the equipment works here. Let's see if we can turn on the all the
5-second plug computer,
the semi-random category computer. Oh. That works. Okay,
just barely.
I see lights going. That means something's coming out. Category one, always our topical category. Have you been paying attention? Category two, the madness of March. And category three, because she has a new movie called Admission coming out that neither Joe Hipperson nor I liked very much, Tina Fey has her own category here, if you would like it, Jason. What would you like to start with?
Let's go with how you've been paying attention.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We'll start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. Get them all right. We call it the clean sweep, but you don't have to get quite that far to win. You have to get to at least 8 points, and then you win Wow!
Fabio's prizes?
Fabulous prizes chosen especially for Yao.
Great, Paul!
Here's the Prizzy Man. What is going on?
We're going to give you a choice. Prizes.
You know, I have to cut down on the crack. That's the problem.
Yes.
$15 gift card to Stefanina's. Yeah. Or you can get some Werenberg movie passes. Or we're going to throw in a dozen donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Ask for the ones with bacon.
Yes. Yeah. Two locations in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Altogether, a prize package of the value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Jason. Have you been paying attention as the category? 60 seconds on the clock. One phone line working. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In the last week, which state became the 18th to ban the death penalty? Oregon, Illinois, or Maryland?
Maryland.
Correct. In what European city did 70-year-old twins Martine and Louise Fockens retire this week after 50 years as prostitutes? Amsterdam, Paris, or Rome?
Amsterdam.
Correct. Which Comedy Central star's sister won a congressional primary election this week in South Carolina? Daniel Tosh, Stephen Colbert, or Anthony Jeselnik?
Colbert.
Yeah, Sister Elizabeth. What did Martin Bacon use this week to power a Ford pickup truck to a new Guinness record? Was it bacon, chicken blood, or coffee?
Bacon.
Coffee. After Mississippi became the 49th state to allow you to make beer at home this week, what's the only one that doesn't? Alabama, Alaska, or Arkansas?
Oh...
Alabama's the answer.
Alabama.
Yeah, we ran out of time before you could answer. Alabama. By the way, the guy with the coffee-powered pickup truck got it up to 65 miles an hour.
Wow.
Got himself a Guinness Book of Records record. Shut up. This is almost driving me back to drinking. It's been 19 and a half years, and I can't tell you how much I want a beer right now.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Can I get a prize by default, then?
Jason, here's the problem for you. Even though I can't speak, I can add, and you got the 1, 2, and 3, and that's only 6 points, which means that I do have to punish you because you did not get through the winner's threshold.
Here what, now, what if the punishment music doesn't work today?
Well, then I'm going home.
Okay.
The Punisher music is every time I open my mouth. But here now to open their mouths, two of Hollywood's biggest stars, Mr. Andrew Adam Sandler, this is his real name, Andrew, and Mr. Andrew Don Cheadle.
I love you. There's only you in my life. The only thing that's bright. I want to share all my love with you. No one else will do.
Your eyes.
They tell me how much.
Sorry I had to hear that, Jason, but I'm glad you called. Thanks, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Thank you, and thanks for the nice words, too. I appreciate that. Okay, let's open up that phone line while we go to this line, so 969-KTRS can get our next contestant. Here's Andrew on the 888 line. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
I'm excellent, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
All right. Well, my name is Andrew. I'm married. Got a great wife. Got a great kid. And I sell sporting goods, so life is good.
You're not actually going to go through this without naming your wife and child, are you?
Cindy, and my son is Alex.
Okay. Three categories on the computer here. The Madness of March, Tina Fey, or the new one that just popped up. No, really, have you been paying attention? Apparently there was enough in the news this week to make two categories out of it.
No, really, let's do the last one you mentioned.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Andrew. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
Whose limousine broke down this week when it was filled with diesel instead of gasoline?
Pass.
Which 400-plus pound celebrity made a huge splash on ABC's new diving competition this week?
Louis. Guy who did Family Feud. I can't remember his last name.
We'll come back to it. Which country rejected a financial bailout from the European Union this week?
Cyprus.
Correct. Which team won the NCAA Men's National Championship last year but wasn't even invited to the tournament this year? Kentucky is right. Which singer had gigs canceled at 8 venues after she railed against homosexuality during a performance in San Francisco this week?
Pass.
Go back to the one-pointer. Whose limousine broke down this week when it was filled with diesel instead of gasoline?
Justin Bieber.
President Obama. All right, what's Louis' last name? Let me ask my judges if we'll accept this. Can we just take Louis?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, because there could be Louis C.K.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, definitely not Louis C.K. I remember him as Louie just because of the fact of the cartoon he used to be on, as well as being on the Family Feud.
How about
also Coming to America.
Anderson. Louie.
Louie accepted Fat Louie.
Yeah, Fat Louie.
Yeah. By the way, when he hit the water, they issued a tsunami warning for all coastal cities in America. That's a ridiculous show. Michelle Schacht, by the way, is the singer who came out virulently against homosexuality and gay marriage. Surprising, because 20 years ago she came out as a lesbian. Let's see how you did on the scoreboard here. You got the 3,
seven
you got the
points.
4, and that, yeah, that is 7. Thanks for the help, Andrew. I appreciate that. Here's your punishment.
I love you. There's only you in my life. The only thing that's bright.
Okay, all right. We don't have to go through the whole thing again. I have a feeling we may be revisiting it in a moment. Andrew, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. So that opens up 888-550-KTRS for another contestant while we go to the 969-KTRS number and talk to Mary. Hi, how are you? Mary, are you there?
Yes, Paul, I'm here.
Oh, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I would like to say that I'm from a community that has a great hospital. It's wonderful, Jerseyville Community Hospital.
Okay. Let's check the categories on the computer here. We have the Madness of March, Tina Fey, or the new third category is the Big 3-0. That's a category about things that happened 30 years ago.
Paul, I'm going to have to go with Tina Fey.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mary. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Tina Fey appear with Lindsay Lohan?
Baby Mama.
Mean Girls. For 1 point each, who were her co-anchors on SNL's Weekend Update?
Amy Poehler and Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon. Who played her husband in the movie Date Night?
Steve Carell.
Correct. What is the name of the guy her character, Liz Lemon, married in the last season of 30 Rock?
He was a doctor, Dr. Light.
Now, his name was Chris. In what 2010 animated movie did she provide the voice of Roxanne Ritchie?
The Ants 2.
Megamind. Well, you got Steve Carell and you got Amy Poehler, and that's a total of 4 points for you, Mary.
Paul, I didn't do very good, did I?
No, you didn't.
Thank God I like Adam Sandler, so.
Well, here he is once again with Don Cheadle.
And I want to share all my love with you. No one else will do.
Okay.
Paul, am I done?
You're done, Mary.
All right.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Okay, see you then. Thanks very much for playing. I appreciate it. Mark, you're on the Big 550. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just driving home from work, seeing my wife and my newborn child after 7 days.
You've been away for a whole week?
No. I'm just driving home from work. I'm just driving home from work for today.
You've seen him in the 7 days.
Yes, I've seen him.
Just today.
Day.
Okay. All right. Which category would you like? We have the Madness of March or the Big 3-0?
I'll do the Madness of March.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Mark, let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state would you find the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant, which suffered a partial core meltdown in March 1979?
For my time, I want to say New York.
Pennsylvania. Which two nations signed the Camp David Accords in March 1979? You can pass if
Israel
you want.
And...
That's one of them.
Oh, Palestine?
Egypt.
Egypt.
On which TV show did the Monkey Cam debut on NBC in March 1986?
Monkey Cam.
You can pass if you want.
I'll pass.
Which two U.S. senators' names are on the campaign finance reform bill that was passed in March 2002?
Clinton and Obama.
John McCain and Russ Feingold, the McCain-Feingold bill. And the monkey cam was on Late Night with David Letterman.
They put a
camera on the back of a monkey and let it run around the studio.
I was thinking the March category was going to be the fourth category. And
I would have done as well as Mark.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't do any better than that, Mark, but zero is right as low as you can get on this game. And so you are going to have to be punished by Mr. Sandler and Mr. Cheadle. Again, sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a nice weekend.
You too.
Thank you very much. And we have time for one more contestant, and that's you, Mike.
How you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I have developed an almost painless 15-second circumcision procedure. My number is 314-498-6279.
Wow.
Is this for real?
This is for real.
Are we coming into circumcision season?
You know, it's an ongoing thing. It just depends on the volume of the babies. But it really is true. 15 seconds and almost painless.
How long does it make when people do it with the other procedure? How long does that take?
The standard doctor hospital procedure, the instruments they use take anywhere from 10 minutes to 30 minutes, depending. And I don't want to get into the details on the radio. But
okay.
It's much more invasive and doesn't look anywhere as nice when you're done.
Please tell me it doesn't involve these two words. Cheese grater.
Oh.
No, it does not.
Good.
Wow. It does not.
All right, Mike, good luck with your invention. You have a patent on that yet?
No, it's, you know, I train other people. I don't keep it to myself. Anything that can help the babies that parents want to circumcise and do it in as little of painless a way as possible is fine with me.
Okay. Dan, it has to be babies.
30.
It has to be babies, Dan. You can't sign up as an adult.
That's a first for the five-second cheap plug.
I do adults, but not that fast.
Wow. You know, in the time it takes to do three cheap plug opportunities, we could be done.
Yeah.
According to Mike.
Kidding.
All right, Mike, the category that's left on the board here is the big 3-0, or when you're done with it, the not-so-big 3-0. We got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Whose first album contained song parodies like Another One Rides the Bus and I Love Rocky Road?
Steve Martin.
Weird Al Yankovic. What dance move did Michael Jackson introduce to the world on a Motown 25th anniversary special in 1983?
The moonwalk.
Correct. What was the name of the Star Wars movie known as Episode 6 in which Luke discovered that Leia is his sister?
Empire Strikes Back.
Return of the Jedi.
Which
restaurant chain featuring an owl in its logo and waitresses in tight t-shirts and orange shorts debuted in 1983?
Hooters.
Correct. What TV series debuted in 1983 starring George Peppard and Mr. T?
The A-Team.
Finally, we have a winner.
All right.
What?
The A-Team is correct. You got the 5, the 4, and the 2. 11 points, Mike, and you're going home with some prizes.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. Congratulations. Thanks for playing. That's how we do the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com.
Let's see how traffic looks now in this Friday evening rush hour with Tim Weiland. Tim?
It's a typical Friday, Dan, and it wasn't helped any by the accident on westbound 70 out in Wright City. They've cleared that, kind of figured out that jam was at least 10 or 11 miles. I said it could have been up to 7, but 10 or 11 miles. It's starting to get better. It's slow now west of Highway 64. We're talking about westbound 70. West of 64 out through Wright City. Eastbound, about a mile east of Wright City, you had an accident blocking the left lane and you had traffic backed up about 2 or 3 miles approaching Highway 47. Southbound 270 hasn't recovered yet. You are bumper to bumper from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. That's causing big backups on southbound 141. It's slow Ladue through 64. It's also heavy at Manchester, but around Carmen, you become stop and go down through 44. Also on westbound 64, it's the usual slowdown between Hampton and McCausland, 270 through Mason. And this traffic report brought to you by Sonic, spicy and sweet. They team up to tackle your hunger. Grab an order of the new spicy jumbo popcorn chicken and sweet potato tots at Sonic today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-300-4824. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-300-4824. That's 1-800-300-4824.
Adam Wainwright and Alan Craig talking about the tradition of the Cardinals uniform.
It's an honor to wear the Cardinals jersey. We expect when we show up to the field, we're going to win. And the fans expect that from us, and it just drives us.
It stands for a lot of just great baseball and history. Great players, legends of the game. But it also stands for the way to go about things the right way.
Be part of the tradition. The first 25,000 fans, 21 and over, receive the new alternate jersey presented by Lumiere Casino and Hotels on Saturday, April 13th. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
Single game tickets for the 2013 season are on sale now. This year's schedule features lots of great promotional giveaway items. As a matter of fact, the month of April is loaded up. There's the Stan Musial harmonica, the adult replica alternate jersey, the 2006 replica World Series ring, the Carlos Beltran bobblehead. Single game tickets for the upcoming season are on sale now.
Hi fans, it's Bill DeWitt. I want to thank you for your tremendous continued support, and don't forget to get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill? Guaranteed to deliver real results. Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now. 1-800-955-2423. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now. 1-800-955-2423. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-955-2423. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-955-2423.
Please call me back. I'm losing hair. I don't know why. I don't know what to do. I know my friends can see it, and they don't say anything. Nobody says anything, but I'm still so embarrassed. I feel alone. My name is Anne. I need help. Please call.
If you're suffering from hair loss like Anne, treatment is available. The Karanique system contains a product with the only FDA-approved treatment clinically proven to regrow your hair. Call now to try Karanique, 1-800-500-3533. Karanique's hair regrowth treatment fights hair loss, and the Karanique system will give you thicker, fuller hair. We guarantee it. We want you to try Karanique because it will give your hair incredible volume, strength, and thickness. It even prevents breakage and helps repair damaged hair. You can can have your hair and your life back. Call 1-800-500-3533 in the next 10 minutes to try Karanique. If lines are busy, please try again. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-500-3533.
It's fun living at Garden View Care Center. It's fun for the residents. It's fun for the families. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. More than 14 years ago, Garden View Care Centers created the first memory care program in St. Charles and St. Louis counties. Garden View has learned a lot about memory care since. The key to memory care is activity. Garden View residents with Alzheimer's and dementia are active 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they're active and having fun. They participate in a wide variety of on-site fun activities such as recreation, exercise, dance aerobics, parties, live music performances, and so much more. Off-site, they're going to movies, theaters, concerts, ball games, and because they're having fun, the families stay connected. The development of their memory loss is slowed, and they're healthier and happier. Come see for yourself and take a tour. Garden View Care Center, 636-449-7575, online at gardenviewcarecenter.com. That's 636-449-7575. They're having fun at Garden View Care Centers, 636-449-7575 or gardenviewcarecenter.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Bernie wore it. The Great One did too. The Red Baron scored 6 in one game in it. Liut stopped who knows how many in it. Wick made it miraculous. Brett made it golden. And a team and a city made it their own. This is the Blue Note. This is St. Louis Blues Hockey. Long live the Note.
Choose the games that fit your schedule with the Blues Pickup Plan. Go to stlouisblues.com/pickup plan for info.
1, 2, 3, 1. This fastball?
No.
Oh.
I have an amazing story about this Beatles album. Sgt. Pepper's is generally acclaimed as the greatest of the albums that the Beatles did. Their true masterpiece, although some people might argue Abbey Road or Rubber Soul. There's an auction online and at a brick-and-mortar auction house in Dallas that is going on for the next week or so. It is an original copy of that Beatles album in the original mono. They released it in mono and stereo, but the first version that was released in the UK was in mono. If you bid on this item, you get the album, which has been signed by all 4 Beatles.
Wow.
And you get all the stuff that was originally in the album. There were stickers and pictures of the Beatles and that sort of stuff. And you also get a program from some Beatles convention in 1984 as a souvenir. What do you think that the price is right now for this item in an online auction? You could also go to the place and bid in person next weekend.
$65,000.
Oh, man. I'm going more than that. I say $200,000.
$90,000.
Wow.
Man.
When the guy put it up for auction, the owner of this particular item, he put it up, he said, "We're going to start at $30,000 and expect a lot of bids." $30,000 seems high to me.
Hmm. Well,
I don't know.
It's
2 of them are dead.
Pretty rare.
Yeah, I never understood the signature autograph thing and the value of that. I know, you know, this weekend there's a Wizard World is having Comic-Con here in St. Louis. It's going on right now and tomorrow and Sunday down at the America Center. Bill Cleveland was there when we talked to him earlier in the show. Henry Winkler was on the show earlier. He's appearing there. And these celebrities essentially sell their autographs, you know, $5, $10, $20.
And a picture, I think, with it.
For $50 for that sort of thing. You know, one of the people from Harry Potter is here. Stan Lee, the great comic book creator, is here. And I think the reason they charge for it is not only will people pay, but also they feel like they probably resent it if they sign a piece of paper and then that person goes and puts it on eBay or auctions it off.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Other people are buying it.
That's why some people won't do it, too. Some athletes, some musicians, celebrities won't sign anything.
Why would they care? Do they feel like somebody else is making money off of them?
But have you seen these groups? It's usually adult men most of the time knocking over kids and everything.
Oh, well, that's not right. Or somebody comes up and I have 20 pictures here. Would you sign all of them? No.
And if you see that every day, I bet it does get tiring.
I think it gets very, very old. Yeah. Then again, you know.
It's like have you seen the guys, especially spring training games, because you get closer to the.
Oh, yeah.
It's all these adult men knocking kids. Well, you've seen the videos of balls being thrown up on the stands and a guy will jump up in front of a 5-year-old to grab the ball out of their hands.
You're absolutely right. People go crazy for that. Some of that is because they want their own little piece of memorabilia.
Right.
But the other part of it is absolutely the commerce side of it, which is I'm going to turn this around and turn it into money. $90,000 for something like that. I mean, I'm a big Beatles fan, and I have some rare Beatles stuff that I collected years and years ago. And now I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe I should contact some auction house.
Yeah, you just
might. Out there. I also have a picture disc of a Jefferson Starship album, but I don't think that anybody really. It's not signed by anybody, but I can
valuable.
I can pretty much make it look like Grace Slick signed it. Who would know?
Yeah.
Speaking of things with value, are you in the office pool for March Madness?
Yes.
Are you, Dan?
I am not.
Neither am I.
I'm in the cellar.
I decided not to get into it this year because...
Have you ever won?
No, I've never won, and I'm usually out in the first and always the second round. Yeah. I never make it to Sweet 16.
How about you? Have you ever won any money, Ian, in a March Madness office pool?
No. I seem to always... nowadays, I mean, it used to, you just... pick almost every favorite and you pick one or two, but it seems like within the last couple of years there's been more and more of these 14 seed teams
upsets
going further, like either to the round of 16 or Elite Eight.
Yeah,
so you have to try to almost guess those, and it's just almost, I mean, it's impossible. It's just a luck.
Every year I predict that Flow Valley is going to be in the Final Four, and I'm gonna keep doing it until they make it.
That was a good pick.
Thank you.
You know who usually wins is the woman in the office. It has no clue.
Somebody in HR who likes the name.
Yeah. It likes the name or likes the colors of the uniform.
That's how my wife used to pick Super Bowl winners. I would always ask her, which team does she want? Well, who are the quarterbacks?
Yeah. I've heard that, too.
She would look at their pictures. Oh, he's cuter. I'm picking him.
And they win.
Or the mascots. It's like, well, a tiger would obviously destroy a gopher. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no comparison. How do you pick the gophers?
That is how people do it. You're absolutely right. 45% of Americans fill out at least one bracket, according to a survey out today. That seems low to me.
Yeah.
Less than half of Americans are doing that.
Oh, and it's ridiculous, too, the productivity studies every year.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just using this as another form of, if I'm not doing this, I'm just going to goof off some other way.
Right, I'll be down the hall talking about some YouTube clip I watched last night or whatever it is. Technically, office basketball pools are illegal. Unless you're in Nevada, where sports wagering is legal, or in Montana, where sports pools are legal as long as the house doesn't take a cut, or Vermont or Connecticut, where a small-time pool among friends and colleagues is allowed. Everywhere else, technically illegal. I've been doing this a long time, though. I've never heard of any office being busted.
No.
So I did some research today. You know how you get busted for your office pool? Make it a high-stakes office pool.
Oh, yeah.
There is a bar in Staten Island, New York, that starting in 1977, for 30 years, ran an NCAA tournament pool. And each year, they not only raised the entry fee, but they got a lot more people getting involved. One year, the grand prize was $1.5 million. That draws the government's attention.
Wow.
And the bar's owner, Jody Haggerty, ended up in 2010 pleading guilty to tax evasion for failing to report the money he earned just by running the pool. He took a cut. He didn't win the $1.5 million, but he was skimming some money off the top. Which, by the way, if you're doing that at your office, you know.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're charging $5 or $10.
You got 20 people involved at $5 a piece, and somehow the prize pool is not $100.
It's 85.
We have 50 for first place, 25 for second, and 10 for third. Wait a minute, that's not $100.
I had to print out the brackets and make the website.
The guy who ran that, Jody Haggerty, ended up getting probation but had to pay $27,000 in back taxes and fines. But he didn't have to turn over the information about the winner.
Oh.
So the person who won $1.5 million got away tax-free with the whole thing.
Well, I bet you it makes those games a little more exciting, though.
There was a story out of Lehman Brothers. Remember them before
sure.
they went broke?
Yeah.
In the 1990s, the chairman of Lehman Brothers sent out a company-wide memo declaring involvement in extremely high-stakes NCAA pools is a fireable offense.
Wow.
These are guys who are probably betting, you know, $10,000 or more. And then the other story I found was from 2003. The football coach at University of Washington was fired after they found out that he won more than $10K in a high-stakes NCAA tournament pool. Not only was the money the problem, but he was a coach of an NCAA team. Not the basketball team, but still, I'm pretty sure you shouldn't be betting on college sports when you're coaching college sports.
No.
Good luck with your brackets this weekend. I'm Paul Harris. That's all for today.
And we're going to see how this afternoon rush hour winds up. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we're out in Wentzville again and getting ready to fly in. Westbound 70, the only slowdown you have now is approaching Highway 64 through Wentzville Parkway. You may find a little slow pocket here and there on your way out to Wright City, but for the most part, that log jam has broken loose, and that's the only leftover slowdown. Eastbound is still pretty slow, though, midway between Warrenton and up to Wright City. Midway between Warrenton and Wright City to just about a mile east of Wright City. We were looking at southbound 270. You still have bumper-to-bumper traffic from midway between Dorset and Page down through Doherty Ferry. That's causing southbound 141 to really be a mess from about Manchester down through Highway 44. The worst of it is from Carmen. It's stop and go all the way down through 44. And then southbound Ballast, you're going to find it heavy from Highway 64 all the way down through Doherty Ferry. So all the side roads and alternative routes are turning into log jams also. And this traffic report brought to you by Sonic. Spicy and sweet, they team up to tackle your hunger. Grab an order of the new spicy jumbo popcorn chicken and sweet potato tots at Sonic today. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hello? Anybody work here?
Weekends shouldn't mean spending your days trapped inside of some home improvement warehouse.
I can't get any help.
Not when you have 9 irons sitting in your bags, empty patio furniture begging to be used, and the fishing poles ready to catch the one that got away.
I want my weekend back.
Now's the time to go to Ace and keep your weekends free. You won't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer, and you will get help from your local neighborhood team who really knows their stuff. Ace has the primo brands that you're looking for, from Craftsman to Weber to Clark & Kensington to Scott's. Visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware, who will quickly help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Hi, this is John from Rick's Ace Hardware and Garden Center on Manchester Road in De Pere. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project. And visit us online at acestl.com.
Ace, the helpful place.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or the court, our Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether he's with you on your daily run or launching to catch that disc, Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition he'll love to help him perform at his absolute best. So join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness. Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
McGraw-Millhaven has one new thing to do to get ready for his morning show.
Carney, makeup!
Because now you can watch him on TV, KTRS-TV.
Carney, get in here. I need your blush.
And here's how. Between 6 and 10 a.m. weekday mornings, go to KTRS.com. Click play on the homepage and watch McGraw in the Morning on High Def TV.
Has Carney been using my eyeliner again?
Yes, with four HD cameras, you'll get all sides of traffic, weather, guests, callers, news, and sports live as it happens.
What are Carney's Depends doing here in the studio?
It's radio on TV at KTRS.com, powered by Talison Technologies.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate. That's St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Monroe Shocks and Struts remind you to replace your worn shocks just like you do tires and wiper blades. Because everything gets old. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dean.
All right, Dean. Goodbye.
All right, Dean.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. ABC News has learned new information about a possible connection